everyone, welcome to China Trends. Let's stay on top of trends shaping our future. As the largest developing country and largest economy in Europe, what's the future of the China-Germany trade relationship? And what will be the future of the China-EU trade and economic relationship? Today, I'll invite two experts to share their view with us. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Maximilian Butek, the Executive Director of the German Chamber of Commerce in China.
My name is Titus von dem Bongard. I am partner with EY and am responsible for our German business here in Greater China.
As we all know, there are around more than 5,000 German companies taking root in China. So could you please share the key findings or any noteworthy trend that in your recent published survey?
I mean, if we ask our companies the major question, will you stay in China in the market? Do you believe that the economy will recover? Will you invest further? I think the majority, 90% of the companies say we don't have any plans to withdraw from the market. 50% state we will invest further, and 80% of those 50% say we will invest in our competitiveness. What's quite new is that over the last 5 years, Chinese competitions became very strong. So in the past, there was a quite good share for German companies here, mainly in the high-tech sector, and Chinese rather in the traditional manufacturing sector. But now it changed that Chinese companies really became competitive in the high-tech sector and therefore are going directly into our markets where we are traditionally strong.
And Titus, what do you think of the survey's results? And have you noticed any noteworthy trends in the term of the roadmap of the German companies' investment in China?
The German one always have been, from an overall business sentiment, better than others. And I think this keeps to be the trend. And when I look at the discussion of decoupling and also de-risking, I think it's sometimes forgotten that most of our companies here are here since decades. Some are doing business since 100 years with China. And they are part of their business communities. And I think most of them are here for the long term and are looking at the market as from a long-term perspective.
Now let's turn to more specifically industry, that EV industry. You know, the EU recent approach to the anti-subsidies into the Chinese EV market is draw much attention. So what do you think will be the possible results and its impacts on the China-EU trade and economic relations?
I think this is a trend under the headline of overcapacities, and if you follow media, it's written that Chinese products are flooding the European markets, and also the visit of Yellen to Guangzhou, where this was a huge topic. We, as a German economy, we are highly export dependent and oriented, so we believe in open markets. And I think also that Olaf Scholz made it quite clear that our markets have to be open. So irregardless of what the result of this investigation is, I believe Germany, neither the companies nor our chancellor has an interest to, for example, implement tariffs on Chinese EVs, right? I believe that that Germany will not be very much in favor of any kind of tariffs on Chinese EVs. We are willing to take up the competition, and we have to remain competitive.
Titus, what's your observation?
Yeah, when talking about this subject, I find it's getting more and more a political game. Overall, I really hope that we can come to a conclusion which avoids further deterioration in that regard. But as I said, the political impact is something which is for a big part outside of the power of our companies.
Just as you mentioned, the overcapacity is a very controversial topic in China. What do you think of this overcapacity? Do you think it really exists, or it's another narrative of the protectionism?
And we see it in the provinces, right? That the government, for instance, says we want to promote green technology, And then every province starts focusing on green technology, and this naturally creates overcapacity. But this is not a new topic, because we also benefited the last 30 years of cheap imports from China, right? Because China has these huge scalabilities. They have these huge ecosystem of supplies so that they can produce cheap and ship it to us. So we benefited from it. What's new is that what I said at the beginning, that Chinese market became so competitive also in the high-tech sector, also in the EV sector, of course. In general, the overcapacities, we benefited a lot from it in the past. And now it's just a different environment because the technologies are different.
So how do the members of your chamber to deal with this possible situation?
There is almost no discussion among our members, because most of the companies say the only way we can handle that is becoming more competitive. So they are investing more in China into local R&D, in their cost efficiency, etc. We have to be able to compete with Chinese companies here. There is no other way out. Otherwise, we cannot compete on the global markets. And our companies are quite optimistic that they can manage that.
And besides overcapacity, also there are some concerns about China's economic slowdown and insufficient demand. How do you interpret these concerns?
First of all, it's clear that there will not be any big stimulus from the government, right? We, from the international community, we were waiting for that, basically, to increase domestic demand, consumption, etc. But now it became quite clear that we are in a structural change of the economy, changing from this rather low labor costs industry towards a high-tech industry, semiconductors, green energy technologies, EV, etc. At the ultimate goal, I believe, what you call common prosperity, right? Increasing the salary and the productivity of the people to generate a higher consumption. I believe that we have to be a little bit patient now until this structural change of the economy, which will hurt the next 2, 3, 4 years, probably. But after that, we will see if that was successful. And our companies, at least the majority, is quite confident that the situation will improve over the next 2 to 3 years.
First quarter of the China's economic data, it shows the GDP growth by year on year 5.3% is quite encouraging. But new quality productive forces play a more important role. So what's your expectation?
So I believe that there are good signs. I think the growth, also when we look into the industrial output, was mainly driven by those new economies, right? EVs and semiconductors, but the consumption still lags. So we hope that the growth will come back to a stage where it's driven by domestic demand.
That China definitely is very ambitious in how it wants to restructure its growth, which was very much focused on production and cheap labor in the past, into new driving forces like cloud business, like automation, digitization, AI. And I don't think that these are the factors which already are driving the increase or the change of the economy. My understanding of the current numbers is that it's more driven by exports. But for sure, looking at the determination and also the success in the past of objectives from an economical point of view, high-level point of view, that these driving forces can become, or that they really can become driving forces in the future.
We've seen different voices when it comes to China in EU countries. Someone even said China is a systematic rival. So in the future, what's your view of the China and EU relations? Where are we heading for?
We need a lot of exchange. We see also when a lot of German politicians come to China and have the direct dialogue, we really need to enhance and support the bilateral exchanges. And this is not only on political level, also on company level, on students level, on sports level, etc. So that we create a good common ground on trust. We, of course, are positive about the relations per se, at least when it comes to the economical perspective, because I think China cannot really without European Union and we cannot really without China. So let's stay positive on that.
And to enhance exchanges between China and EU and China and Germany is one of your duty, the Commerce Chamber, Commerce duty. So Titus, what's your focus and expectation?
I couldn't agree more with Max. It's all about exchange. People have to talk to each other. And I think this also was for me one of the big positive things that Mr. Scholz comes to China. He talks to the leadership here in China and not about the leadership. And this is very crucial also going forward. And the point you made, Max, I find very important. It's not only business, it's culture, it's exchange of students. It's really the root has to be set among young people that there is a bigger exchange of young people knowing or better knowing each other and studying, Chinese studying in Germany, Germans studying in China. So you set the outline, this rivalry, competition and partnership. Honestly, competition in my eyes is nothing bad. And I want to quote, I think it was the CEO of a big German company who said, for us, China is like a fitness center. And in that regard, I understand from many of my clients, they are very confident that they can meet this competition and still can strive in the future. And on the partnership level, for sure, there are so many topics where we have joint and common interest, where we can work together in the future. So basically, there is a lot of common level playing field where we can build on, and hopefully we can manage to set the right indicators and the right guardrails in order to make the best out of it.
Thank you, you two, for sharing deep insights in us, with us on this topic. And thank you for your time. Looking forward to see you in your next China Trends.